Welcome to Live Life Better. With me today is someone you know well. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And Dawn Hunter, Work is Third podcaster, is in the studio at Thrive DTSP, where she also has her studio. Welcome back, Dawn.
Thanks for having me.
So we have really enjoyed talking to you in the past, and it's generated a podcast. You have some news, but before you do that, tell us what your Work is Third podcast is about. And folks, you can find this all on the podcast channel and also listen to a new live show on Mondays at 5:10. Take it away, Dawn.
Well, Work is Third, in a nutshell, is about reframing our relationship with work, recognizing that it's not all of our identity, and encouraging us to encourage other aspects, to nurture other aspects of our identity that help us be whole human beings who are happy and joyful.
Well, you know, you've interviewed some really great people. Tell us about, you sent me five that we're going to be posting. Tell us a little bit about what's recharged your life with these interviews in this month.
Well, this month, it's really getting into some of the science and psychology behind burnout and organizational wellness, which is something I'm really passionate about. Actually, one of my favorite episodes, the one that just came out this week, is with an organizational scientist and belonging expert. And she just shared so much. I'm a data nerd. So much information about the neuroscience behind belonging, the way our bodies respond to either connection or to fear, and how that shows up in the workplace. And so it was really astonishing. She said, you know, if you are in an environment where you don't feel safe, even if you don't consciously recognize it, your body responds that way. So like you're on alert when you go into a meeting where you don't think your opinions are going to be heard or respected, or where you're tired and people don't care about how you're doing as a human being. It's fascinating. The science is fascinating.
Are you talking about me? Because I honestly think that this podcast is going to be my mantra for the next for 40 days of my life. Dawn, you have some new things going on. Let's talk about your videos with Tommy Lacey, and you're launching a whole new look and feel.
Yes, the videos with Tommy Lacey at Elements Content Studio, I'm so excited about, because this is really diving into what are boundaries, and more importantly, what do boundaries look like from a systems perspective? So a lot of what we hear about boundaries is, how do you tell people no? Or, you know, how do you how do you set limits around your interactions, your conversations? But my take is really broader than that. Do we have to do those things as people? Yes, we do. But we have to also be in systems that support boundaries. And so I also talk about it from how are our workplaces and our community spaces designed so that we can also have healthy boundaries.
Well, you've created some tools for listeners. And Dawn and I have been talking. She is going to be having a book coming out probably in the fall. But you've got a journal and some affirmation cards. Let's start with the journal. Would you hold that up? And I'll hold your affirmation cards up. Isn't that fabulous? Read the cover for our friends.
Yes, the journal is Pause the Hustle, Press Play. This is a Work is Third journal with tips and the icons encouraging you on all the ways that you can indulge and play. And I really love this because it's inspired by the conversations on Work is Third. So in the front are prompts that are related to things like understanding our childhood conditioning around work and routines, understanding how to recognize and prevent burnout, figuring out what does work-life balance even mean, and then how do you redefine that for yourself? And it has these lovely quotes from guests in the episode on the corners of the pages. And so it's really to inspire people to think differently about how we go through our life and how we approach work.
So Dawn actually inspired my story in Bay Magazine for July. It's called Serenity Now. And I talked to people all over Tampa Bay about what they do to stay calm during the stormy, sultry season. I'm going to read some of the things. First of all, Dawn and John Miles is also at 5:10 on Monday. He alternates with Dawn, and quite famous as is Dawn. These are the things Dawn just touches on. And it's so funny because I have these. Write a poem. Pour into yourself. Find joy. Meditate. Get some exercise. Dance. Party. We always do that at Thrive. Enjoy a treat. Get outside and play a game. And that's just before lunch.
That is just before lunch. And these are, I mean, one of the things I like to say is you can feel joyful in 5 minutes. Your brain just needs a short reset. So if you find like your energy is down, you need a nap, which I often feel like I need, you can just do a 5-minute dance party, or you can just sit in silence for 5 minutes on your couch, close your eyes, no sounds, right? And just be peaceful. It just rewires and resets our brain to go into the afternoon or whatever part of the day with greater creativity and innovation and calmness.
You know, I love the fact because you are actually, you have all these PhDs and JDs and DDs, and I just love that because it's delightful. And what I like about this is that you really know this from a corporate point of view. And so I think every HR person, every entrepreneur, anybody who is in work can do this at any time. And so, you know, I think that this is kind of like what I would want to give to every employee because, you know, there's days where you just want to scream at the journal, and that's okay.
Yeah, and I appreciate the reference to HR because at work, it's really about recognizing that we have to change things like workloads and flex schedules or the way that we schedule work, give people more autonomy and flexibility, and that's what keeps people engaged. These things that nurture our well-being, and not pizza parties, not meditation apps, you know, not just putting a nap room in your office. Like, those are just Band-Aids on the problem.
Band-Aids on the problems. And we do have a mental health problem in America at every level. You know, they talk about the kids, and then they talk about the seniors. They talk about loneliness. They talk about third places. I'm sorry, we can all heal ourselves with these cards that you're doing. So talk to me. Let's open, bust it out. This is the OG, the original.
This is the original, and the very first copy.
So just tell them about this.
So this is Work is Third, Put Yourself First. And these are cards that help to inspire you to think differently, find balance and joy. And they're not just your typical affirmation cards. They're really oriented toward reframing the way that you think about work and the ways that you find joy in your life.
Press, pause, play. Is that just incredible? Okay, let us have it. Tell us some.
So here's one. I love this one. I do what feels right to me without seeking approval from others.
Give yourself a hand. I love that.
This one's important because I know so many people need this one. I rest when I am tired, even if there is work to do.
Are you talking about me again?
I'm talking about myself, too. I mean, we're so driven to produce. We're so driven to work, to be active. And I think it's really radical to say, even if there are things to do, I'm going to listen to my body and I'm going to rest.
You know, you call this, and I love this because you are rebellious, and we're going to talk about Nerd Night at the end. Press play, Work is Third, joyfully rebellious affirmation deck. That is so cool. Tell us about the topics and the icons because it's really neat how you've broken this up.
So the icons for the cards represent the different categories, and these include self-empowerment, self-care and well-being, boundaries and respect, joy and positivity, work-life balance, support and relationships, and being free. And so each of the affirmations is grouped into one of those categories. So you can look for whichever ones that you want and feel called to look at that day. But the beautiful thing about affirmation decks is that you can use them however you want. You can shuffle, you can pull a random one, you can pull three. You can also pull these reflection cards. So there are eight of these in here, and I love the designs.
Kitty cat. Our producer, Tim Valley, is smiling. We are definitely fur baby lovers here. Read that one.
So this is an image of a window with rain and clouds in the background, and the cat is napping on the chair and looking in his little cozy space. And the card says, "Let the rain be your permission slip to pause, reflect, and restore. This card invites you to create your own rainy day. How will you create a moment of calm today?
Serenity now." Dawn, it's really very exciting. You know, honestly, when I go into Book and Bottle or Tombolo or Oxford Exchange, I see all of these boxes. But this one, I don't know. There's something about this. I just love the fact that, you know, you log 40 hours a week for work, but how many hours are you keeping for yourself? This is like unplug from your 9-to-5 and pour it into yourself 24/7. You're really the queen of like bon mots, being able to just go boom.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I really want to put it in simple terms. I'm a scientist, I'm a researcher, but I also feel like it's important that people can see themselves in this process, that they can see themselves in these cards, in this journal, and they say, that is my life too. And now I know what I can do about it. Now I have language for how to change it.
Well, you have another project that you've been doing, the Workplace Boundary Health Index. And this is kind of like back to the science, because you base everything on science and research. And I know how much research you do. It's a comprehensive assessment tool to assess team culture and norms. And that's launching soon. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is a 60-question assessment tool that looks at four categories that are related to boundaries in the workplace. And the important thing is because burnout in the workplace and issues with disengagement are not personal resilience issues, they're systems issues. And so what that means is that we have to identify where workplace culture doesn't support people being healthy and is causing burnout and fix that and not just tell people, take better care of yourselves.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Nerd Night. The next one is June 30th. And where is it going to be this time?
We are at Coastal Creative. We're grateful for the partnership that we have there. And
what is Nerd Night? You better tell. I mean, I'm a nerd. You're a nerd. Tim, are you a nerd? He's nodding yes. Tell us about Nerd Night.
Well, Nerd Night is a monthly lecture series that is kind of like the Discovery Show, but with drinks. And so we create a fun academic environment that you can come and learn, and it's all local nerds. So these are people who come and talk about their passions. Last month we had someone talking about water jets, like for sculpting.
Oh, cool. Maureen McDowell do poetry?
Yes. And so you learn all these amazing things. Actually, one of our most popular talks this year was the sex life of eels.
Okay, you had me at... Okay, Dawn.
It was fascinating.
Are they male or female or both?
I mean, I think they can be both.
Oh, yeah.
Do I remember this correctly?
Yeah,
I don't want to...
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
But it means, so you learn all these really interesting things from local nerds and the research that they're doing or the art that they're creating in the community or the books that they've put out. And it's really also a third space, right? And so it's a place, I think, that we've built this consistent space for people to gather and connect with each other, because our brains are hardwired for connection. So we have to seek it out. We have to have these meaningful relationships. And Nerd Night
not with
that.
Our computers, not with our phones, not with AI, not with an AI companion. Okay, I'm done proselytizing. You also have the Ladies Leaders Book Club, and that's fascinating at Book and Bottle. Just give us the 911 on that.
Yes, we meet monthly on the last Sunday of the month, and we read read books that really are about self-improvement, empowerment, learning about business, but also learning about ourselves. And we also try to explore memoirs and things that are interesting. Actually, this month's book is Creating a Feminist Utopia.
Wow. You know, there's a movie out right now about, there was a feminist utopia in upstate New York almost 100 years ago. It was like a Shaker. Amy Adams is in the movie.
Oh, what is this one?
I don't know. I'm going to get back to you folks on the blog. So,
okay.
So before we... And our lovely conversation with Dawn Hunter, Work is Third podcaster, amazing speaker. You recently gave a great talk at Lifelong Learners of Tampa Bay. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm so grateful to have partnered with Adam. My talk was on the architecture of connection, and it's really about how we design systems where people can thrive. You mentioned we have a loneliness epidemic in this country. We have a mental health crisis. We have people being increasingly disconnected because... in large part because of technology and just how that's evolving. And so I really take a public health perspective, which is to say, can we take a step back and say, why are people feeling disconnected? And it's because of we design systems that encourage that. We design systems that say, be on your phone, wait a long time, and then you have to fill your time while you're waiting. And we don't encourage people to just sit and think and be quiet and sit with themselves. And that's a skill that I think has been lost.
I love that, Dawn. I really appreciate you coming. I know who's coming up on Work is Third and that you're launching for this next month.
So this week, Andrea D. Carter, the organizational scientist I mentioned, she just came out on Monday. And then the next episode, which is in 2 weeks, is Ermi Hossein, who is involved in international women in leadership development. And she's based in Canada, and her episode is great. We actually recorded right around International Women's Day. And so I think people are in for a real treat with that one.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for coming on. What are you doing other than work this summer? What are you doing with your summer vacation?
So for the first time in several years, I'm doing nothing.
Oh, yay.
I'm not traveling. I am going to read books. I'm going to indulge in naps, which is a thing that I love. And I'm just going to enjoy being here in St. Pete, but also think about the seasonality of summer and slowing down. I think people often think of summer as being a time where everything ramps up, but it's hot. You know, I think from an agricultural perspective, we weren't doing a lot of work in the summer because that's when things start to die off, right? So we need to also, I think, take a step back. So that's what I'm doing. I'm following my own advice.
I love that. Dawn Hunter, Work is Third. Thank you so much for coming into Radio St. Pete for Lunchtime Conversations. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Live life better with Dawn Hunter.